values.
Ten's not enough. I mean, if only makes sense, you know, you can talk to Mr. Skransky. Well,
gotta put him everywhere in the budget thing.
Yeah, whole assistant coach.
What a guy. Are you all right? You know, we're very cognizant about our interior of our property. If there's a tree goes down, if it has no potential blocking or something like this, there's other things we can do with it. But to do, if you take one down, you can put two up, where are you going to put them? You know, we're trying to be as good landowners as we possibly can, but it gets at a point, too, where you put too many trees together, they ain't going to grow right. And I think we're old enough to know and realize that we want the property to stay nice and be a problem. But to go into the woods portion of it and start putting, we take one down, put two up, we get enough in that place the way it is. Mm-hmm. Or one for one, even one for one, yeah. So, you know, that we can go along with. But that's going to take time because a couple die, okay, we'll fill them in and put them up there, get them done.
But you're okay with a street tree alternative?
No. I think
we're going to look at
cheaper.
Joel? No time frame on that one either, or Glenn has?
You should put a time frame on it. Put a team on 2 years.
Yeah. Take them anytime I can get them.
So what period of time do they need? Are we going to allow the Polish Community Center to use in order to mitigate what they're taking down? What's a reasonable amount of time? Because it's going to be a mix now. It's going to be a mix of tree dies down at the bottom of the hill. They can take one of the required and plant it down there. Or they can look at it and say, you know, we got to replace 80 trees. We'll give 40 to the city and we'll do 40 in a period of 5 years.
I was kind of thinking 5 years because I don't know how often you might do an expansion, but I think 5 years is a reasonable amount of time. After that, if they come back in 6 or 10 years, we would say, did you fulfill your, and that's when we would check it.
Okay, so on the motion, let me try this. On that motion, let's take it back, and the motion simply would be mitigation plan requires one-for-one tree mitigation, either on-site or as city street trees within the next 5 years. Does that sound all right?
Would the rest of it cover that they don't have to replace diseased or invasive species?
That's correct.
I'll change my motion or second.
Well,
is it okay, Tim?
Well, the one comment I have on the low shrubs, you know, so we're talking just trees right now. One
yes,
thing you talked about was substituting shrubbery and plantings appropriate to perimeter parking and shielding and so on.
I agree. Just stay with trees.
And if we start saying you can put shrubs or trees, then that's the next thing.
Yes, then we will have to remove most of these other conditions and replace it with condition number 18.
Because we're tying these landscaping requirements in our EDO to include a certain number of shrubs, certain number of small canopy trees, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's in the draft resolution right now. And with the new motion we're crafting, we're going in a different direction. So we'll have to get rid of those conditions.
Okay. You're still going to provide us with a landscape.
Yeah, something that states that you guys are going to do on that.
Okay. So include the condition for the landscape plan subject to staff approval. So that way you guys can talk and work something out. I'm not going to give you a hard number. I don't think you should.
Okay. But the listings of plantings and so on that you're talking about.
That are specified in the UDO.
So are those suspended for this? Are those not part of this?
Yes, those would be suspended.
Okay.
So we'd be doing a brand new way of landscaping, just as we discussed. And it would be including the trees that you've already identified that, that were going to be removed. And then in the future as any others. So it will not include the current UDO statements. It would be something unique just for this.
So which conditions are we keeping?
I think we would get rid of all of them, all the landscaping ones at least.
Four.
Correct.
Five,
yes.
Landscaping. Six, landscape islands.
Number seven.
Number seven.
So we're going to remove conditions four, five, six, and seven and replace it with a new condition four, which has the motion about the one-to-one ratio, and that they will do a landscape plan. So it's going to be pretty simple. It's going to be more, almost more text than a visual, just stating that these are the trees that you've already said are going to be impacted that you will replace, and any others in the future as they may die will be replaced on a one-to-one basis or through street trees. So that would be the landscape plan.
Agreed.
All right. We all clear?
Yep.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and be. Okay, back to D2, EDD, temporary uses.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for hanging around.
Okay, now we should have the staff report in front of us. On page 2, there's the numbers 1 through 8. Those are the technical, that's the technical corrections that we talk about on page 3.
Our staff report's page 2 starts with item 2.
You got staff comments. I thought you needed staff comments. You need staff report?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that.
And because the staff report just boils it down to the stuff that, that we still disagreed on.
Okay.
Staff comments includes a whole bunch of stuff that we do agree on, and that was just confusing.
So
okay.
What am I looking at?
So you need the Plan Commission report.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Need a timeout?
Take a 5-minute recess. Take a 10. Be back here. Back in open session at 9 o'clock. Mr. Deagle.
Page 2, project description analysis, starting with number 1. Most of these are the technical changes that I'm referring to on the next page. Should we go through these one by one, or is it the next page that the applicant might have some concerns?
We can go through these one by one.
Okay. So starting
Scott,
with
Scott, would you hand the microphone, name and address?
Scott Johnson, Director of Events, RLC Ventures. 10234 West Deerwood Lane, Franklin, 53132.
Okay.
So the first one is the use vendor sales and product sampling. It's still in the project narrative, but it's not in that first table. So I'm just saying make sure you put it in the table because that's what we're going to be using to track as years go by.
So, yeah.
If you do still want to have vendor sales and product sampling.
Yes. The reason that I left it out was, but still addressed it in here, was because in the event that we do have the food and beverage event, it would be permitted through the Common Council, special event permit. So I wasn't sure if that still needed to be listed as far as the use if we're permitting that event separately. I can certainly add it, though, that would not be a problem.
Okay.
It would be annual staff review.
Yep. Okay. because I was envisioning that it would be, it could potentially happen at more than just the food and beverage.
Understood.
Okay,
yep.
So in the blue binder book, second page, we're going to add item one, vendor sales and or product sampling. And that'll be common council approval, is that correct?
No, that will be staff approval, but when they do it as part of the food and beverage event, that will be common council approval.
Okay, so at a game, if they want to do chocolate milk samples, off you go.
That's staff, once a year.
Provided that the health department's account.
Correct, and that's one of the conditions on the next page.
Okay, so is there a motion to add vendor sales and or product sampling as in-game entertainment to the table as staff review?
Second.
Annual staff.
Correct.
Annual staff. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Number two, this is one of the ones I thought the applicant might disagree with. So for fireworks, they are saying that they will have to go to common council and get approval for fireworks. I'm just going on the record right now that staff would recommend not on weeknights, Friday nights being okay, but they are proposing one on a Monday and one on a Thursday.
Single event.
Yep, but staff would recommend just
why?
Because of the impact on the neighbors.
The opener is fireworks, yep. And then the Friday night of the opening series.
Well, that's why they want it, and I'm recommending no because I think it's going to just impact the neighbors.
Is it a one-time deal?
It's a two-time deal.
Although they might do something like this every year.
But once a year.
For an opener, and my opinion is just this opener, and then that just retails. Because
Friday and Saturday.
So I would.
So this year, opener. And the end of the first homestand, which is Friday night, are okay. All other fireworks get approved by the council, no weekends.
All of these will still have to be approved by the council.
It would actually be, I believe that the second fireworks is on a Thursday night, not a Friday night.
I'm saying Fridays would be okay. So what my plan is, I would just forward this information, whatever the planning commission does, I would forward that to common council when you present your proposal.
Correct.
If the planning commission feels strongly enough, because who knows what the council might say, fireworks are good forever and ever. They theoretically could say that. So I think we do need to pass something along the council saying that if the planning commission feels this way, that only this one time is Monday and Thursday night okay.
Okay, going back to the chart on page 2 of the blue book, is there a motion to add fireworks in the proposed uses?
It would be council approval with a recommendation from the planning commission that only this year would Thursday and Monday be okay.
So moved.
And seconded by Hogan, or Hogan moved. Yeah, opening week Thursday.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Scott, I want to talk to you about that. Please.
Number three, this is the scout camp out on the baseball field. Staff's recommending no, but part of the reason is because I have no details. If I had the details and was able to get all the other departments like police and fire and building inspection and health to be okay, I'd be okay too. But if they had concerns, then I would have concerns.
Sure. And I'm certainly... I'd definitely be willing to accept that condition for sure. It's a camp out, basically two times a year. Boy Scouts would camp out on the field, right on the turf, bring their tents and have a camp out. The reason I don't have too many details on it is, frankly, they don't have them yet. So. I think it's perfectly acceptable that we can get you those details and provide it. You know, they they would have to fit within the, you know, the health department, fire, police, all their review. But I can.
You have some time with, well, first one's July 13th.
July 13th and August. There would have to be a permission slip signed by their parent or guardian.
So I didn't want to approve it.
The narrative says bring your junk and we'll roll over, we'll roll steam over the parking lot. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, this was one that was kind of thrown out at the end. I don't think it was too flat out. We're okay with it being, we agree with the staff recommendation.
Stages. I wasn't sure which one.
Correct. That was my mistake. It had changed from the first the staff submittal to now. It is the SL100, which is the smaller stage, and it's the one that's I've got the brochure in the packet that you have. Not the SL320, SL100.
You don't need to take action on that.
Unless we want them to have a big stage.
No. Yeah. And you guys need to highlight more that your concerts will adhere to sound noise ordinance.
Yes, they will. Those would be common council approval on an ongoing basis.
Okay, six, site plan, baseball game. There's your revised show location of dumpsters and restrooms.
I updated that. I can.
Okay.
I agree.
Site 7, concert should be revised for the C3 beer chair earlier.
And this, so for these, I don't know if that was a purpose that you didn't want to do these things, or it was just missed.
So it's not. We didn't know the exact location as to where it was going to be. It's going to be along the third base side of the stadium, but we don't have the exact location for the trailer at this point. I can obviously we can agree to follow up with that with a, you know, approved location. I didn't have it at this time. I don't have it at this time.
What's the time frame on that?
Well, 2 weeks again. Although the problem being in this one. If we disagree, it doesn't give a lot of time to get the planning commissioner and council to get a final.
So the beer trailer is, it's very mobile. It can be moved wherever. So I'm sure that we can come up with a location that we both agree on. I feel very confident.
My concern is not that they not have it. I'm okay if they have it. I just want to make sure that it's a
staff can just note that this is the third base site. And that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, number 8 is the same as number 7. I think it is.
Yep. It would be.
Okay, then next page brings us all to a conclusion then, looking at the bigger picture. So again, number 1, so these would be the actual conditions of approval for the temporary uses and temporary structures. First one is that compliance with health department, clerk's office, police department, all that stuff. Just a note that I did get another email from the health department today. They had a couple of remaining questions. They've worked out most of their issues, but they still have a few questions left and a few concerns. I didn't see them CCing anybody else on your side. Did you get that before?
Regarding this?
Yeah, these temporary uses and temporary structures. I do have a copy of it.
Let's see here.
Well, that condition is going to stand anyways.
Yep, but I just think that they should get it. Or can you pass this to them?
To who?
So that in case they need more time to work out these last remaining things. So I didn't see anybody on your team CC them.
Gotcha. I did not see this, but we can. I mean, that would be a condition, right?
Yeah, that's part of condition number 1 here.
This?
Yes. Similarly, number 2 is even more direct. So number 1 is the more technical conditions that these departments would come up with. That's condition number 1. What? Number 3 already? Okay. So number 3 then would be the technical corrections that we just talked about on the previous page with the changes as approved by the Planning Commission. And then number 4, the removal of the fireworks. We're going to have to change that condition, the south field, and the pregame demolition as revised by the Planning Commission. And then staff would be recommending approval with these conditions, with these 4 conditions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So let's start by saying.
They did not provide any signage, so I'm recommending table. The applicant that I was working with stopped by this afternoon. I had given the email of staff comments like normal to Greg and to the sign guy. The guy that lives in Frank, and he forwarded that email to the other guys. I'm not sure who those were. He thought they were going to take care of it, so he apologized and he was going to talk to them, but he never got back to me today.
Right.
So I told him at the counter though that I was recommending table because we had nothing, and I'm recommending that we bring it back to the next meeting. My guess is they probably already ordered the sign.
I do not know, to be honest.
The issue isn't.
Yeah. There was a few changes or a few recommendations for sizes and locations. I think I had 5 or 6 recommended changes.
So he,
and I don't know if he agrees with those changes or not.
So he did submit, or you did receive some kind of submittal, and then he just.
But it was for staff review, and then I give those copies out so that I don't have those copies anymore.
Can you delegate decisions to staff on this?
Yeah. If we can reach an agreement, then it's good. If we can't reach an agreement, then we'd have to bring it back to the Planning Commission.
Motion to approve plans for temporary uses and signage, subject to staff review.
want to publicly state that I see the struggles that engineering and planning department goes through to make this project happen, a lot of stress. So this is another card we've dealt with, so just acknowledge that.
We definitely appreciate everything that you guys have been a part of, or you know, done for us through this whole process. You know, there's stuff that I'm sure I don't even know. So.
All right. All those in favor of that motion?